This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. One of America's biggest coffee companies, Starbucks, is about to become almost an American utility. National Public Radio has been able to confirm that Starbucks will soon announce their plans to build a pipeline, costing more than $1 billion, a pipeline thousands of miles long from Seattle to the East Coast, with branches to Boston and New York and Washington, a pipeline that will carry freshly roasted coffee beans. Dave Olson is Starbucks president. He explains the concept for us, a slurry pipeline, the beans suspended in water from the Cascade Mountains. You'd use the water to make the coffee.
Once the pipeline is full, that'll be the trick, getting it full. But once it's full, I suppose you could track an individual coffee bean, and it would take about 3 days to make the trip, which may sound like a long time, but we've ensured through our research and development group that the oxygen and other things that can harm coffee will not be permitted into the pipeline, so that coffee will be as fresh when it arrives in Boston or Washington as it was when it left Seattle.
As a matter of fact, it's probably just recovering from that roasting trauma.
I guess you could say that, yeah.
I like the idea, too, of these little computers in there that send up the signal to the satellites to track the beans as they go across the Midwest.
Well, you know, we have a lot of engineering expertise in Seattle left over from the Alaska oil pipeline, and they have helped us a great deal in a lot of the technology, including that very idea.
Now, I want to ask you about a protest group that started up, a nascent protest group already. I know you've heard about this. It's called MOCA. Mothers Opposed to the Coffee Aqueduct. It's not really an aqueduct, it's a pipeline. They say that the Starbucks is too big and that people ought to grow coffee in their own backyard.
That's kind of a victory garden concept, I guess,
right,
isn't it? Well, it would be it'd be great if it was practical, but it's totally impractical. Coffee trees need the steady, warm sunshine and climate of high elevations in the tropics, and I'm afraid that puts most of North America off of the map. So good in theory, but impossible in practice.
Can't grow it in your own backyard.
Can't grow it in your backyard.
Dave Olson, president of Starbucks Coffee, confirming the news that NPR is reporting today about the coffee slurry pipeline. And the official word from Starbucks makes it possible for us to play this tape for you, recorded last week in Washington State as part of our investigation. I've come to this prototype pumping station. It's someplace outside of Seattle. They brought me here blindfolded. Can't reveal the location, I promised. But they say I can describe what I see here. And mostly it's just a huge high-tech room. Maybe the ceiling's 7 stories high. And the coffee roasters are over there cranking away. The conveyor belts lead over to that. What do you call that tank there?
It's the very first micron-powered spinterfuge in existence. We're very proud of it. See, the water comes in from the mountains, and at the precise second the beans are roasted and ready, they're added to the water in the spinterfuge, and off they go.
A lot of people, sometimes people have brand loyalty. I know I do. I'm a Starbucks fan. When I'm not at home, I enjoy the every 5 feet Starbucks. I'm familiar with it. It feels good to me. It's like greeting a friend.
Every 5 feet Starbucks?
Yeah. Every 5 feet greeting a friend. I like it.
We thought we'd check in on a response to this pipeline idea and track down Gretchen Kendrick in New York. She's an actress, model, waitress, whatever. She's actually been trying to quit coffee. She's worried about going into caffeine hyperspace.
This is what I like, okay? If you're going to get me a coffee, this is what I like. I like the grande nonfat hazelnut latte.
Yeah.
That's what I like. For whatever reason, Starbucks does it the best of anyone. So whatever it is, the correct ratio of hazelnut syrup to coffee,
right.
Or espresso, if you will. And I think it's tremendous. I think it's a great cup of coffee. The problem being that sometimes I don't order correctly in the right order when I go in there, and then they kind of passively, aggressively let me know I didn't order in the right order as they reshout it to the barista, and it just feels bad. It's an odd thing, and also I'm already embarrassed by having to order a grande anything.
Yeah.
I'd rather say large.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm getting paranoid. Maybe it's the caffeine. I don't know.
Well, so really the pipeline idea, you could care less how it gets to the East Coast, right?
As long as it gets there.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. As long as it gets there. Like I said, I'm all for it, yet at the same time, I'm at cross purposes because I'm against it. But I'm all for it, I guess, in the end,
yeah.
At the end of the day.
One final question. What's the longest you could imagine going without caffeine if you're really thinking about going off of it?
I've gone 72 minutes once.
Uh-huh.
That's the longest I've been. That's been documented.
Actress, model, waitress, whatever, Gretchen Kendrick from New York. Here in Washington, there's been concern expressed on Capitol Hill that Starbucks is going ahead with a pipeline project. We spoke with Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota, one of the states the coffee bean pipeline would be passing through.
Well, you're asking a kind of a coffee Neanderthal. I wouldn't know Starbucks coffee from a quart of Pennzoil. So if they cross our state with a pipeline, we'll have to probably take a taste of that. We'll tap into that pipeline someplace and take a taste of that coffee. But my understanding is this is kind of city coffee. And out in our part of the country, you know, when folks get up early and do chores and milk cows, you want something strong in your belly. And, you know, we wouldn't want to partake of coffee that doesn't give you a real boost in the mornings.
When I'm sure there are issues here that will involve the Commerce Committee in the Senate, if not to say the Science and Transportation Committee. And if this issue comes to a vote in your committees, the idea of eminent domain, for example, if they have to use eminent domain to get the right of way through parts of the states, how do you think it will go in the Senate?
No, there'd be no eminent domain for coffee. You know, we have trouble enough getting eminent domain for things that are really important to people. No, the U.S. Senate's not going to look kindly on eminent domain for a coffee pipeline.
Senator Byron Dorgan, Democrat of North Dakota. We also talked with Corby Kummer about the pipeline. Mr. Kummer is a senior editor for the Atlantic Monthly, a restaurant critic for New York Magazine, and is the author of the recent book, The Joy of Coffee, something of an industry insider. He says that the Starbucks coffee bean slurry pipeline will service the stores, but that the company really wants to go on to put tiny multimedia pipelines right into your house.
Well, I think that we've always known that Starbucks was the AT&T, the utility of coffee companies. And what I hear, and I don't know if they've told you about this, but they have a plan to divert this slurry into individual homes. Because it's not just a cable going into your house to allow you to have an internet connection. You are now going to have a coffee connection.
Well, also, there's Java, which is the popular application for the internet.
Well, why do you think it's called Java? And we see joint ventures down the line. And, of course, they're in Seattle, home of Microsoft. And I know that they've already been talking to them.
Aha. So you're talking about bringing the coffee pipeline and the internet and telephones and cable television all in there on that same little Starbucks coffee line.
It's all going to be the same because you know the expression in the business. You got one line into the house, you can bring in anything you want. You own that house.
Corby Kummer talking with us from WBUR in Boston. If, by the way, you scoff at the notion that coffee could be so essential as to justify a $1 billion pipeline, remember the Pequod, Captain Ahab's ship in Moby Dick. The Pequod traveled the seas in search of whale oil to light the lamps of a 19th century civilization. The name of the first mate on the Pequod? Starbuck. The Starbucks company says the coffee bean slurry pipeline could be up and flowing within 2 years. They're aiming for a 1998 completion date on the first day of April.